Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
I'm Earth Ranger Emma, and I'm bringing you back into the wild world of animal and nature facts. This is the last bonus episode, and starting in February, we'll be back in full swing! Yay! As for today's show, we are going to start off with a little quiz called Spot the Fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake.
Spot the Fake.
Spot the Fake. Which of these is not a real species? A, the Ahaha wasp. B, the Bahumboogie snail. C, the Spongiforma squarpensi mushroom. Or D, the Ursus winnipusus bear. Well, I mean, wow. Species names can sometimes be a mouthful, and Latin was never really my strong suit. But all of these sound made up to me. Well, I guess we'll find out who the imposter is at the end of the episode. Earth Rangers! I can't believe we've already done one whole season, plus a whole series of bonus episodes. Time flies when you're traveling the globe in search of the coolest stories and wackiest facts about the most interesting animals on the planet. Who knew? It's been such a blast, but I have to say my favorite part of being your fearless podcast leader has been chatting with you and hearing all of your stories and questions and, of course, hilarious jokes. You always kept me on my toes, and I learned so much on my brave and noble pursuit to find all your answers. Sure, sometimes I got a little more than I bargained for. That trip to Antarctica in episode 1 was a doozy. Who knew the South Pole was that cold? But it was always so worth it. Now, let's have a look. Yeah, I think I got through most of your questions, but I saved one question for last. Let's take a listen.
Message 1.
Hi, Earth Rangers. This is Jen. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. I love your logo, the picture of your podcast with your animals.
It's very nice, but I know the fox and I know the deer, but I don't know which type the bird is.
What species it is?
My dad thinks it's a turkey, but I don't know. So can you please tell me? Bye.
Great question, Earth Ranger Jen. You've got a keen eye. And I am so glad you asked, because that is actually my favorite bird ever. Does anyone have any guesses? It's definitely not a turkey. Okay, here's a hint. Think of the name for a person that helps handle paperwork and keeps things organized. What's that person called? And no, mom and dad bird is not the correct answer, although they certainly deserve a shout out for all their hard work. Props to you guys, moms and dads. Okay, but any other guesses? It's a secretary bird. I would have also accepted office administrator bird as a correct answer. Now, despite what its name might have you believe, this bird doesn't actually file papers, make appointments, or do any of the other things secretaries do. Can't imagine there's a huge demand for that on the plains of the Serengeti.
Hi there, can I offer you some help streamlining your office workflow?
So then why is it called a secretary bird? One hypothesis is that it was named for the long feathers on its head that look like quill pens. Another is that it comes from the word secretaire, meaning hunter bird. These birds are found across most of Africa, where they make their homes in grasslands and savannas. They have long legs, with some birds standing over 4 feet tall, and a wingspan of over 6 feet. Their black and gray feathers and long white tail might sound plain, but this bird is anything but. They have piercing raptor eyes and a crest of feathers on their head that looks like a sweet mohawk. And as they get older, they develop a featherless patch of bright orangey-yellow skin right behind their beak. Pretty fancy, if you ask me. Although they look more like a majestic crane than a skilled hunter, secretary birds are actually birds of prey, like hawks and falcons. They feed on all sorts of creatures, like bugs, mice, and even smaller birds. But there's one item on their menu that they favor more than any other. Snakes. Even venomous ones like the deadly mamba. We'll spare you all the gory details, but you can think of their hunting style as part stealth bomber, part tap dancer, mixed in with a little kung fu magic. So there you have it, an epic animal for an epic podcast, if I do say so myself. I'm going to put up a cool picture of a secretary bird on the website, so check that out at earthrangers.com/podcast. Now it's time to solve our animal quiz. Spot the fake.
It's a fake. You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
Spot the fake.
Let's hear those names one more time. A, the ahaha wasp. B, the bah humbuggy snail. C, the spongiformy square pansy mushroom. Or D, the Ursus Winnie Poosus bear. Are you ready to guess? Here's the clock. All right, let's solve the mystery. First, the ahaha wasp can be found in Australia and was discovered in 1977. Ahaha, not an imposter. Next, the bah humbuggy snail. Sounds like something Ebenezer Scrooge would keep as a pet. But alas, it's a real species that can be found on the remote Pacific island of Fiji. No humbug at all. The spongiforma square pansy mushroom? Come on, SpongeBob? No way, Captain. This has gotta be fake, right? Nope. Totally a real mushroom from Malaysia. Granted, it looks really spongy. Wow. Well then, that only leaves us the Ursus Winnie Poosus bear. And yeah, I totally made that up. But it would probably be so adorable. Did you get it right? Awesome. Hey, before we sign off, don't forget to go to earthrangers.com/podcast and leave us a recording of your favorite animal joke. Check it out. I've got another one. What do a shark and a computer have in common? They both have megabytes. That's a good one. Right on, Rangers. This is it, our last bonus episode. The next time you hear from me will be to kick off season 2. And I'm not promising too much if I say that it will be absolutely epic. So stay tuned and I will see you soon. Until then, I say thanks for listening and keep on ranging. Right on, Rangers. That was a minute. Right on, Rangers. This was it. Oh, okay. So check that out at I still have too much muffin in my mouth. One hypothesis is that it was named for the long feathers on its head that look like quill pels. Quill pels? They're black and... I'm going to do that again. Another is that it comes from the word sacrir et ter, meaning hunter bird. Sacrir et ter? Let's do that again. Sacrir et ter. What language is that even in? Is it French? Is it... What is it? But there's one item on the menu they favor more than any other. Snakes! 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 Oh, I cracked myself up.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.